Our guest today is a soul singer, Paul Janeway, singing with his band St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Paul grew up in the church singing gospel and even preaching, so it was a quick detour to the soul music that he is making now. The band's debut, Half the City, comes out on February 18th. Along with bass player Jesse Phillips, the band includes Broen Lawler on guitar, Andrew Lee on drums, Alan Brandstetter and Ben Greiner on horns. We'll meet Paul in just a moment after this live version of Don't Mean a Thing.
Live in our studio today at St. Paul and the Broken Bones, who are playing live for us. That's Don't Mean a Thing, with that fabulous horn arrangement on it. That's on their debut full length, Half the City. And we're very happy to welcome this band in here from Birmingham, Alabama. Welcome. Thanks a lot for coming here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, Paul Janeway is the one who's doing most of the talking. He's the one doing all the singing today. And tell us a bit about how this came together, because it came together in stages, didn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Me and Jesse, the bass player, were good buddies. We were in a band before this, and we decided to kind of our last hurrah, we were going to go in the studio. And
what do you mean last hurrah?
Like we were done. We were going to go get big boy jobs, you know. and then we ended up going in the studio, and he had met Andrew and Broen through another band that he toured with in Birmingham, and he brought them into the studio, and we were like, this could be a band. And then Jesse also worked with Ben, a horn player, and those two went to school together, Alan and Ben. So it just kind of it was this weird collection of stages of, you know, me and Jesse. Then it was a band, and then we, you know, now we're in Philadelphia.
Wow. Now, Paul, had you always been A, singing, and B, singing this kind of music?
I grew up singing in church. I think I talked to my mom about the other day. I think I started at four, wow, singing in church. And then this has been something I've always kind of done, kind of gospel music. So the whole soul music thing is still kind of, you know, I grew up with it, but it's still, I never thought I could do it. So,
huh. Well, why didn't you continue singing gospel music?
Well, I guess you just kind of fall out of love with that kind of, you know, thing.
Or you don't,
and you continue with it. But I kind of did, and I don't have any animosity or anything, and just kind of, you know, kind of drifted away and then started kind of doing this.
Well, it's funny because I heard you talk a little bit about it, and whenever I see or hear gospel performers, the thing about it is that they're into it. They are selling it, and you kind of had an epiphany about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely been something where I think I definitely have a moment of that's what we're doing. And even with this, I still kind of sell it, and it's just every moment, every fiber of my being just kind of put it into the song.
But you lost your zeal for selling the gospel message as much.
I guess so. Yeah.
Well, let's hear more from Half the City of St. Paul and the Broken Bones playing live for us today. And what's next?
Is Broken Bones and Pocket Change.
Young love has made me old, tired, restless, and blue. Winter comes, oh, and she goes. To my poor soul, broken bones and pocket change is all she left. She left me with her reckless love.
Thank you. That is Broken Bones and Pocket Change. And in many ways, it's the title song of the band playing live for us today, St. Paul and the Broken Bones. And Paul Janeway, how did you become St. Paul?
Well, I it was kind of one of those weird circumstances, but I don't drink or smoke or any of that kind of stuff. So, but I do curse a little. As I say, I was baptized with my mouth closed. So, that's kind of how.
That's
I
good. I like that. I like that. I have three occupations written down here on my sheet. I've got accountant, preacher, and soul singer, and part of that is because, Paul, I'm sorry, you look like an accountant, and you were about to be one. Is that true?
That's true. I was unemployed when the economy crashed, and so I decided I'm going to go back to school. I barely got out of high school, so I decided I'm going to go to college, and went to a community college, and I ended up working all the way up. I have two semesters left until I get my accounting degree.
Ooh.
And this showed up and, I guess, ruined my life.
And you were also destined at one point to be a preacher?
Yeah, when I was about probably 11, 12, I was groomed from then to preach. And when I was probably about 16, 17, they'd give me a Sunday night or a Wednesday night or something, and I'd preach.
What's that like in terms of performance?
I mean, you know, what's really crazy is it helps out more with this than actual singing in church did for me. Like, because you can read audiences and you can – there's a lot of things. It really does help with the kind of the performance aspect of this.
St. Paul and the Broken Bones playing live for us today. And what's next?
Call Me.
On the little bandstand in the corner here at the World Cafe at St. Paul and the Broken Bones playing live for us, and we're hearing some of the music from the debut full length called Half the City, and it's great to have the band here with us today. Indeed. So what's happened to you guys since you started playing? Number one, how long have you actually been together? Because it seems from where we're sitting that kind of meteoric things have been happening.
This set of guys, I think, what is it, a year and a half?
Yeah.
A year and a half. It's been pretty crazy, pretty quick.
And how did things start to break out?
I mean, I don't really know. It's been bizarre, just kind of how when we got our manager Tracy on board, things changed quickly.
Uh-huh.
And then we went to South by.
South by last year.
Yeah, we played on the rooftop. They didn't even we weren't even an official showcase band at South by. So our Tracy snuck us in somehow on some rooftop and we got hooked up with a great booking agent over at High Road, Frank Riley and Brian Jonas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's been crazy ever since.
Well, we're actually taking some video of the performance today. And if you go to our website at worldcafe.npr.org, you'll get a chance to see a performance from these guys. And I was going to say, it's kind of an unusual performance, a little behind the scenes look, because, Paul, you are not wearing your suit. You have a trademark suit or two, I guess, at this point, right?
Yeah, I actually, when we first started, I had to wear my dad's funeral suit because I didn't have a suit. And luckily, a bunch of the guys got together and they got me a Billy Reid suit.
Oh,
yeah, I know. I'm fancy now. But I tore a hole in the pants about 2 weeks in. So I had to get that fixed, but that's the suit I wear now.
You should have got the deal. It's two pair of pants and the suit coat for cheaper. Yeah. Anyway, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, and we got time for one more. What would you like to finish up with?
Grass is greener. Remember when those sweet memories used to soothe us, used to make us smile on. We put on our Sunday best, we live our quiet best, but we'll never be we'll
Another incredible arrangement from the Broken Bones and the amazing voice of St. Paul Janeway singing for us live today. Guys, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
Appreciate from Birmingham, Alabama, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, our guests, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.